بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد After Iman, the most important commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most fundamental is that of our Salah. Salah will be the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us on the day of Qiyamah. And if the person's Salah is found satisfactory, is in order, then the rest of the deeds will be found in order. If the Salah is found wanting, there's deficiency, if the Salah wasn't correct, if there was some deficiency in the Salah, person didn't perform the Salah, then all other deeds will be found wanting. So after Iman, the most important duty as a believer is to perform our 5 times daily Salatul with Jamaat. The Hadith Rasulullah ﷺ likens Salat to a head in the body. Perhaps we have seen somebody maybe without a certain limb, maybe a hand, Allah protect us, a leg. But we haven't seen anybody without a head. Just like that, Salah is the most important in a person's life. If there's no Salah, there's no deen in a person's life. In fact, the outward words of the Hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned that the person, outwardly it seems, that just by reading the text itself, that this person is not a believer if he doesn't perform his Salah. Although ulama ikram will explain to us that, no, it doesn't mean a person loses his Iman. What this means is that a person rejects the command of Salah outright, he doesn't believe that it's compulsory, then a person will come out of the fold of Islam. But nonetheless, the words of Rasulullah ﷺ are very, very severe. In fact, Rasulullah ﷺ, when it comes to Salah, Nabi's habits, as we all know, was full of mercy, he was full of compassion. His habit wasn't to curse. But when it comes to Salah, in the battle of Khandaq, Rasulullah ﷺ, because of the situation at hand, because of the scenario, certain Salah were missed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom made this happen, so that the Ummah knows if perchance something like this happens and how to cover up. Nonetheless, Rasulullah ﷺ was so hurt, he was so affected. On that occasion, he cursed the disbelievers, he cursed them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill their bellies with the fire. So this was the attachment Rasulullah ﷺ had for Salah. In fact, in his dying moments, last moments in this earthly life, every one of us may have experienced somebody very close to us. What a person normally remarks, this was my mother's last wish, I have to fulfill it. This was my father's last bequest to me, or my brothers, whoever is close to us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of his last words was with regard to Salah. Be wary of your Salah, guard your Salah. In fact, this was one of the last words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And like that, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we all know what a great personality he was. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, if there to be any other Nabi after me, the doors of Nubuwwat are closed. But had there to be a Nabi, it would have been Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu, towards the latter part of his life, in the Fajr Salah, a Majusi stabs him, and this becomes fatal. Eventually it results in his death. He made this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path, and grant me death in the beloved city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his dua was answered. Nonetheless, when he was in this situation, where he was bleeding profusely, he would go into unconsciousness. One Sahabi comes to visit him, Miswar bin Makhrama radiallahu anhu. And he sees him, he's covered with a sheet. And he inquires from those people around him that how is Amirul Mu'mineen. They tell him, you can see his condition. So he said, nothing will wake him up more important than that commandment of Salah. So call out, O Amirul Mu'mineen, Salah. Immediately he wakes up and he remarks that there's no place, there's no share for a person in Islam for that person who does not perform his Salah. This was the importance Sahaba radiallahu anhu had. Just now we mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that outwardly the words of the hadith seem that a person is a disbeliever. And in fact, some of the senior Sahaba radiallahu anhum, although we have explained this now that this doesn't mean a person will come out of the fold of Islam, nonetheless, senior Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the likes of Umar radiallahu anhum, the likes of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhum, hold this opinion also, that if a person doesn't perform his Salah, not reject the commandment, if he doesn't perform his Salah, then this person is out of the fold of Islam. So this is something very, very serious. There are many aspects to this command of Salat. One is Salatul Jamaat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned such an embodiment of mercy, so much of compassion. But his desire was this. One is Salah, but Salat with Jamaat, in the masjid, where the Adhan is called out. He said, my desire is this, that I desire to appoint somebody to lead the Salah, to make the imamat, and I go with some of the boys, collect some wood, firewood, and burn the houses of those people who do not perform the Salat with Jamaat. Had it not been for the women and children, I would have did this. So this was salat and salat with jamaat. If our salat comes right, if we make effort on our salat, then inshallah our whole it has the capacity and the potential to rectify many aspects of our deen. In the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, the complaint was brought to Rasulullah ﷺ that certain person is involved in certain habits, some theft and some evil habits. So Rasulullah ﷺ mentions to that person that about him, that if this person is particular about his salah, then salah will wean him off this evil habit. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. So really salah will prevent a person from obscenity and evil. But this is provided that our salah is correct. So there are many aspects of this salah. One is the concentration, the recitation, outer postures, the inward condition of our salah. So this requires much effort, much time. And it's not something that we learn once off, but it requires practice. And then together with that, how we can make effort on our family. We are the Amir of the house, we are the leader, with hikmat, with love, how we can ensure that our entire household is performing the salah. Many times we experience problems in our life. It's not the only reason, but one of the main reasons is because of some sin in a person's life. And what can be greater than the sin of leaving out salah? So sometimes a person is in a tight spot, he's in some difficult situation, or some problems he's experiencing in the house, maybe there's some arguments, there's fighting. Each one of us, not to judge others, but in our own lives we should look, am I performing my salah correctly? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and ability to perform our 5 times daily salah to jamaat in the masjid every day. Unless there's a valid sharia excuse that we can find out from the ulama ikram, then there are certain exceptions. But on a general note, salah should never ever be missed in the masjid. Wherever we are in our workplace, if the masjid is nearby, we should go there. There's a jamaat khana, wherever it is, then we should go to that place where the adhan is called out. In the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, they were so sick, but at times when they used to go to the masjid, even if it meant that 2 people help a person to go to the masjid, he should go to the masjid and perform his salah. So Allah grant us the tawfiq to practice, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, subhanAllah.